This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. There is a winter weather advisory starting tonight for most of the Front Range. Boulder and Fort Collins are expected to see the heaviest accumulations, which could reach 13 inches. The National Weather Service expects the slow-moving storm to move into the area late Tuesday afternoon and remain over the region through Wednesday. Denver is expected to get around 5 inches of snow total. The San Juan and Central Mountains could also see some snowfall, but not nearly as much as the Front Range. Colorado's housing prices are at record highs, but the state also has a record amount of money to spend on the problem. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
State lawmakers on Monday rolled out their plan to spend $400 million of federal funding to ease the state's housing crunch. Most of the money will go toward building or maintaining subsidized housing with below-market rent and prices reserved for people with lower incomes. State Senator Rachel Zenzinger expects that money to translate into new units quickly.
Because we're partnering with our local governments and nonprofit organizations that have shovel-ready projects. All they needed was gap financing or an ability to do more of what they were already doing.
Lawmakers also want to put money toward helping mobile home residents buy their own communities and toward speeding construction by supporting the prefabricated housing industry. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In a special meeting Monday night, Tri-County health officials voted 5-1 to let their mask mandates expire. Starting Saturday, masks will no longer be required in public indoor spaces for Adams and Arapahoe counties. This is CPR News.